for this week to over, so yes.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining. We're just going to give a couple more minutes so everyone else who's who we're expecting has another minute or two to log on. Jen from UD, do you have an attendance expected list? How are we doing with our attendees so far? Should we give it another minute or two, or do you think we have most?
I think we have most. Okay.
All right. In the interest of time, I will get started. Nabil, I don't know if you want to start us off or if you want me to get right into it.
So you can start. Sorry, Mike. Okay. I was muted, so sorry.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining and taking time out of your day to talk about our favorite study, the Dover Air Force Base Compatible Use. So I am going to share my screen. Hopefully you all see the show.
Yeah, we're good.
Great. So... today, the biggest reason for us to get together is to talk about a summary of our stakeholder interviews and also discuss the Borrow Pit interactive planning sessions that are coming up. But the first thing that we always do is we go over introductions of who is on the line. And so I'll just sort of call you out since I can see everyone who is in with us today. And you can just say your organization, who you're representing. So I'll go kind of in order of the boxes I see. Drew Boyce.
Good morning, Drew Boyce with Center Engineer.
Beth with DelDOT.
So I'm Humaira Nabila with DelDOT.
Beth Herman Sater with DelDOT.
Mike Petitimage.
Morning.
Jen from UD.
Good morning.
Jimmy Kroon.
Hi, Jimmy Kroon, the administrator of the State Department of Agriculture.
Kimberly Chandler.
Good morning, Deputy Secretary, Safety and Homeland Security.
Steve Baer.
Good morning, Steve Baer, DelDOT Planning.
David Edgel.
David Edgel, Office of State Planning Coordination.
Linda Parkowski.
Linda Parkowski, Exec Director of the Kent Economic Partnership.
Jim Galvin.
I'm Jim Galvin, Principal Planner with the Dover King County MPO.
James Frazier.
James Frazier, Town of Magnolia, Mayor.
Chris Connolly. We see you there. We know you're with us. Emily Whaley.
Good morning. Emily Whaley with the Delaware Chabot.
Catherine.
Hi, good morning. I'm Catherine Kaplar. I'm with Denver Fish and Wildlife.
Jennifer Hirsch.
Good morning. Jennifer Hirsch with the Office of Local Defense Community Cooperation. We're funding the study.
And Laura Parks.
Hi, Laura Parks from DENREC, Delaware State Parks.
Great, thank you everyone. So the first item on our agenda is to approve the meeting minutes from the July 25th meeting. I know that those were sent out. Hopefully you had a chance to review those. Could I get a motion to approve them?
So move.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Hearing none, I think we're good to approve those. So just want to quickly go over the purpose. I'm not going to stay here long. We've seen this every time, but I do like to start us off with this just to make sure, you know, we all keep these things in mind. The purpose of this study is to support the long-term sustainability and operability of the Dover Air Force Base. We want to make sure that all the stakeholders are collaborating, sharing information, protecting the health, safety, and welfare of both the public and the Dover Air Force Base. We want to sustain the economic vitality of the surrounding communities as well. It's really a partnership between the Air Force Base and the surrounding communities. So as part of this study, we're going to identify potential issues and implementation strategies to mitigate those issues. And along the entire way, we want to engage and inform the public. So I can now say we have completed all of our stakeholder interviews. So we met with 22 different groups, agencies, directors, representatives from the agencies and entities that you see here, including we met personally with Pensy Supply from the Borrow Pit and George and Lynch, who are secondary or second owners of a portion of the Borrow Pit. So we gathered a lot of information. I have about 40 pages of notes, which I will spare you today from going over all of those. But I did want to talk about some common themes that we did hear throughout. You know, overall, it sounds like the communication and cooperation between the base and the surrounding communities really working well. It's for the most part, very coordinated and everybody is cooperating, communicating and moving forward quite well. There were some concerns or some areas where we did find there could be some finessing and some improvement. So some of the things that we heard that we should take a look at or review as part of this study are the existing easements, the existing ordinances. You know, do they meet today's needs? Do they go as far as we need them to do, not just today, but into the future? You know, we need to be very forward thinking in our approved land uses by perhaps prescribing a little bit more specific, more specific details in our easements, ordinances, or even our overlays just to protect the base as it moves forward into the future. One way to do that would be to take a new look at the density of the areas in, say, the APZ1, APZ2, places like that. And to do that, looking at whether we could implement more prescribed overlay zones or perhaps a zoning district that kind of overlays the zoning that's there today. Another issue or theme that we heard was the consistency of information across the agencies. You know, we want to make sure that everyone is aware of the safety zones, the zones of frangibility, the solar studies that are needed if solar farms are coming in. So just trying to make sure that everyone who is in a position to review development or land uses, approve those land uses or development, has all of the information, and that all of the policies that are in place or created also have this information at their fingertips. We, of course, discussed the borrow pit. We explained that we would be doing this charrette or informational session coming up, and you know, some ideas that the stakeholders had as part of that, as well as base security. So, you know, one of the things I can give as an example for this is, you know, if people living on the base have one car, they take that car out, the other person maybe would like to go off base, you know, there's limited ways to do that. So how could we broaden that but still maintain the security of the base? Looking at land preservation programs that are in place today, they're very reactive, they are not proactive. And so we discussed that a little bit, and as well as the importance of Port Mahon. It's, you know, it's important to the community, but it's also very important to the base. And so, you know, shoring that up, maintaining its longevity and its usability. And then, you know, maximizing the economic potential of the surrounding area with those compatible uses. What we don't want to come out of this study is, you know, such a tight framework of what you can and can't do that it really prohibits economic prosperity. They need to really work together and meld together. And then, you know, an audit process. What can we do to kind of look back on what has already been implemented and what is being implemented now, and how that could be tweaked in the future to improve the longevity of the area. And so before I move on, are there any questions or discussion points that anyone would like to bring up or talk about or ask about from our stakeholder interviews? Okay, a lot of you were on them. And so again, you know, we have had such phenomenal success on this study with attendance and cooperation. So we really appreciate that. And all of you who helped with getting those stakeholder interviews set up and scheduled and implemented, we really appreciate it. So the next piece to talk about is our, we're gonna have two interactive planning sessions. You know, they're historically named a charrette, but we realize that that's somewhat confusing for those who, you know, aren't quite sure what that word means. So we have called these interactive planning sessions. We hope that sounds a little softer, a little less scary, so that the community wants to be involved and comes out. We really want, you know, a good turnout. We're hoping for 40 people. We would love double that, you know, as many as we can get out. So they will be held. The first one will be September 27th, and the second one will be October 4th. They will be from 4 to 7 at Del Dot, and they'll be very interactive. So, you know, we'll start with an overview presentation just to bring everyone up to speed who, you know, maybe hasn't been as involved in this study. And then we'll break everyone out into groups at tables, kind of how you see in that picture. We've done this before. And then we will have maps on the board, on the tables, and we'll hand out markers, and everyone can just start being creative and coordinating and talking about their ideas. And so just to give you a frame of reference, which I'm sure
Sonia,
you all know.
I see that, yes. Dave Edgel has his hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hit his question while we're, Dave, while we're right there.
Yeah, I just, you know, I read, I don't think I was able to attend the last meeting, and I read the minutes, and I just, what I took away from it is the borrow pits, the businesses seem to have a, you know, plan to continue operations for the foreseeable future. And I just wonder, you know, I'm just curious, so what's the time frame for their transition to something else? And what's the purpose of these interactive sessions given their continued business operations?
So yes, that is a really good question. So we talked to both borrow pit owners, and their feeling is that they are not stopping anytime soon. I mean, if we're even talking, you know, 10 to 15 years out, they're like, you know, we're more than likely still going to be in this area doing what we're doing now or something similar. However, this study, as we discussed when we had our stakeholder interviews with the Air Force Base itself, this study will more than likely cover the Air Force Base until the mission changes, which the mission of the base is not anticipated to be changing anytime soon. It, more than likely, the mission would outlive the operations at this location at the Barrow Pit. And so our thought was, let's keep moving forward. Let's discuss uses for the Barrow Pit. You know, you never know what could happen with changing businesses and all sorts of things that could happen, right? I mean, we don't know the future. So as part of this study, to be comprehensive, we wanted to leave this piece in. And it, you know, I'll be honest, it was a little strange talking to Pensy Supply about, you know, we're going to talk about land uses on a property that you're currently, you know, operating from. But he was totally on board. They're willing and excited to be a partner in this and talk about the long-term, you know, uses of this. And it's all sort of conceptual 10,000 foot view. We're not asking anyone to, you know, stop their operations. We're not saying this is not compatible today. It's just sort of a brainstorming. So I think it'll still be helpful as we think about the 5 mile radius and what's happening throughout. And we look at ideas for this Barrow Pit. I think it'll help shed some light as well on potential uses or compatible uses in other areas. Because, you know, if we're talking about development in APZ1, you know, the very conversations we're going to have about this Barrow Pit are the same conversations we'd be having in other areas of APZ1, because we need to look at birds, wildlife, you know, people per acre, all those sorts of things. So I think it's still relevant. And we didn't hear a big, you know, absolutely not from the Barrow Pit. So we think it's helpful to still move forward.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. So just to give a frame of reference, this is obviously the Air Force Base, the runways. And so our interactive planning sessions will really concentrate on this area here that's in blue. And just a very quick aside at that evening's meeting, we will also briefly talk about, you know, incorporating into our discussions the area around the golf course. So for the, you know, 99% of it, we'll be talking about the Barrow Pit itself. And then we do have one map that will include the golf course, and we'll be looking at ways that we could, you know, maybe perhaps do walking trails to the St. Jones, or reconfiguring the golf course to maybe allow for some, you know, different movements and different opportunities there. So that's the bulk of what we'll be talking about at those two meetings. And so at the first meeting, it will really be gathering ideas. It'll be an interactive brainstorming session on possible uses for the Barrow Pit in the future. So we have maps that will be on the tables. Each map will be labeled with each of the topics that you see here. Active recreation. You know, we heard everything in our stakeholder interviews, from scuba diving to fishing. Passive recreation, you know, just some empty parkland that's maintained, or walking trails, things like that. You know, conservation, just letting nature take over, and or even, you know, mitigation sites for wetlands or things like that. Again, you know, we have to be careful of birds and wildlife. Or even economic growth. You know, are there other industries that could come in, use that space, and still be compatible with the base? And then, as I just said, you know, talking about the entire kind of golf course, roadway network, Barrow Pit connectivity, and could that be reconfigured into something more? And then, of course, we'll open it up to any other topics or ideas that we have not thought of, you know, between the active, passive, conservation, economic growth. So those will be the topics that we'll be asking people to comment on at the first meeting. And we'll take all of those down, you know, on the maps, and we'll take notes. We'll offer everyone at each table to talk about what they talked about within their small group, so that it's on record and everybody can hear what each other has talked about for transparency. And then there's a week between this meeting and the next meeting. So we will take all of that data, and we'll basically, I like to call it, we'll kind of put it through a filter. So, you know, what ideas can move forward as potentially compatible with the base, and which ones are definitely not compatible. You know, I don't know that we want high rises or, you know, whatever we might hear. So we will come back to the group and, you know, we want to be transparent and open with them. So we're going to say, you know, here's the 45 ideas that we heard, putting it through this filter where we looked at X, Y, and Z, and we'll explain what we looked at as part of that filter. You know, these are the 10 ideas or 5 ideas or 20, you know, however many there are, that we can kind of move forward as potential ideas that are compatible with the base. And so we will spend a little time at that meeting talking about those ideas in a little bit more depth. We'll talk about things like, what are the pros and cons? You know, what do you like more about this idea than this one? We'll look at, you know, who would maintain that? How could we find opportunities to fund it? Are there mechanisms that need to be in place from a policy, zoning, you know, directive mechanism to implement those ideas? And what would be the prioritization? You know, there might be some that could be implemented right away. There might be some that could be implemented, you know, 10 years out or 20 years out or things like that. So, you know, or if you had your, these are the 5 that seem to be the most liked, you know, rank them 1 to 5, which one do you like the best? So all those types of discussions are what we will talk about at the second meeting. We are hoping to get as many people back to the second meeting as the first. So we're really going to try to, you know, have energy, keep things going, keep things moving, keep it fun, keep it interactive. And so that, you know, they want to come back and they want to spend another evening with us. And so before I move on, I do want to just take a minute and see if you had any thoughts or feedback on this. You know, one of the things that we're hoping for from this group is we'd love for all of you to be there, that's for sure. We'd love for all of you to help us advertise these events and you know, your social media, any emails that you send out, any way that you could advertise this with us would be very helpful. We've also asked if you have any constituents, working groups, anyone that you know of in the community who, you know, is pretty active, maybe someone who, you know, reaches out to you with ideas or questions, whoever that might be. If you sent us their email or their, you know, snail mail address, we will make sure to personally invite them. We'll send them our flyer to make sure that they know that this is happening and that they are more than welcome. The other thing, if you get the question, because I did get this in a couple of our stakeholder interviews, you know, the 5-mile radius is part of our study. And so a community member who might be interested in this, but feels like they live too far out, you know, maybe they're on the outer edges of the 5-mile or 4.99 miles out, they're not too far. We really want a lot of feedback and a lot of attendance at this meeting. So everyone should feel welcome and that they are not, you know, not too far out from coming. So I'll open it up to any questions or thoughts. All right. So our timeline, we're pretty well on track. So we're going to have our charrette, our interactive planning sessions, end of September, beginning of October. We are finished with our stakeholder interviews. We are in progress with identifying conflicts and strategies. And so the next time we go out to the public will be in November. In November, we will be presenting essentially everything. We'll be talking about everything that we heard, all the issues, concerns, conflicts, how we think we should mitigate those conflicts, either through policies, zoning, whatever, you know, ordinances, easements, however that looks. And then we'll finish this up with our final report by the end of the year. So there'll be a draft report, we'll send it out, we'll get comments, and then we'll finalize that. So I jumped ahead, but, you know, working together, hopefully we can get as many people out to these planning sessions as possible. I guess it doesn't hurt to reiterate that, since it's so important. you know, we want to make sure that at these two meetings and also the next public workshop that's coming up, we want to make sure we get as many people there as possible. So we really could use your help in that. And of course, all of you are also more than welcome to attend and help us talk through it. And so just a reminder, there is a webpage through DelDOT's website, as well as a GIS mapping viewer. You can access them through each of those links there. So anyone who might be interested in coming that talks to you and says, you know, hey, I'm not quite sure if this is for me, I don't necessarily have a background, you can by all means share these two websites and they can find probably way more information than they were thinking they could get. But everything is housed there and it is a really good resource for anyone looking for more information. Or even to get someone excited about it, you know, hey, go read this, you might find it interesting, we'd love to hear your feedback. And so that is what I had for you today. I will open it up to any thoughts, feedback, or questions. All right, well, if there aren't any, we all appreciate your attendance. I know time is of the essence, so I will not keep you longer than we need to. Hopefully we see you at the end of the month. And if there's any coordination we can do with anyone that you know that could attend, we will by all means take their information from you and we'll send them a personalized little note, either a flyer or an email to let them know this is occurring. Thank you again for joining us. And we'll be in touch soon.
All right.
Good job, Sarge.
Going into the night right now. So
thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining. Have a nice weekend. Bye.